This passage from Luke's gospel can seem a bit sobering. Jesus doesn't mince words. There is going to be a reckoning, a judgment, and we do not know when, but we do know that it is coming someday. And so we need to be vigilant, prayerful, and ready. The judgment will be real. The review of our life with its choices and options will be laid out before us in the bright light of God's revelation. A revelation by a God who is just, merciful, loving, and forgiving. But there are also two other themes in this gospel passage that we need in order to fulfill the picture. First, as Christians, we are encouraged to stand tall in the knowledge that our Redeemer is at hand, and to hold fast to the hope that our faith gives us, even in times of trial. We know the final outcome in the great battle against evil. Christ's triumph over sin and death. Our task as Jesus' disciples and God's children is to ensure that we are on the winning side by living lives worthy of our Lord Jesus Christ. We cannot take our salvation for granted. Instead, each day we need to live our lives in the sure and certain knowledge that our redemption is at hand. Secondly, as Christians, we are called to be realistic, to face up to the truth that we live in a broken world that is in great need of healing and reconciliation. Indeed, the Christian view is to see imperfection not as a lost cause, but as an opportunity for healing and redemption, for growth and for transformation. All is never lost until that moment of final judgment. That is what our celebration in the Advent season is all about, a time of preparation and hope-filled anticipation. So, my sisters and brothers, let us look forward to the coming of Christ. And as we look forward, let us strive to be vigilant, prayerful, and worthy, so that we can stand erect before the Lord when he comes again in glory. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.